how did you end up there, and talk about some of your memories from that era.
Well, my brother and I came in as a tag team, and 6 months into it, Ole Anderson went to Georgia and was the booker and took Randy in, and me, I stayed behind in Charlotte, and I enjoyed the hell out of it. George Scott was very nice to me, the booker. Okay, well, they ran three towns a night.
Yeah.
And I'm young, and I shouldn't be talking in the dressing room, you know, because I haven't earned my spurs. But I was, I don't know, 21, 22 years old. I started out as 21 in Charlotte, and I wound up as 22. And they ran about three towns a night, and Ric Flair's town always drew a sellout or pretty near.
Yeah, no, I remember that.
And that, but the lousiest of the three main events was always the Andersons against anybody. But what would happen is on the big shows like Greensboro, I would notice that Ole would kiss Ric Flair's ass. And then when he was away from him on the crummy shows, he would knock Ric Flair. And I got to tell you, I really liked Ric Flair a lot. I respected him, and I knew that he was the man. I could see that he was the only guy the fans wanted at the time. And he was always very nice to me. And then I would watch Ole kiss his ass to his face, and then we'd get to another town, he'd start knocking him. So we were in some town where the minimum pay was $40. That's what you always get on an Ole house. You know, Gene and Ole Anderson, $40. You know, if you were in Ric Flair's house underneath, you make $150, $200. Okay, so it made a difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, these are low numbers, but back in 1976, 77, that was, you could make $1,000 in a week, you know, underneath, without being on top. If you got all the Ric Flair shots.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were on the Ole Anderson crowd, you could make like $225, something like that. So it made a difference. So he was making a big speech in the dressing room, and there was nobody out there. And he says, the difference is Ric Flair entertains the people. The Anderson brothers convince them. So I just couldn't take it another minute. And I said, Ole, how do you convince an empty chair? So all the boys laughed, and he says, how dare you say that to me? Don't you know that in this business, I'm here and you're here? And he pointed toward the floor.
Yeah.
And I said, so I stood right up to him, and I said, actually, Ole, I'm looking right at you, and I can eat a bowl of soup off of your head. So I'm here and you're here, because you look like you're standing in a hole to me. So then he books a battle royal, and he says that he's going to teach me a lesson. So we get out there, and after they've thrown about six people out, Gene Anderson, without telling me, gets behind me, throws me up, and tries to and gets me on my hands and knees, and so I try a working spit out, and he's not letting me out. So I understood then that he was shooting.
Right.
Which means amateur wrestling. So I did a powerhouse switch. I got to, like a sit-out position, and he tried to suck me back, but I felt the balance, so I went and pinned him, you know, because his balance was off and mine was on. And I have wrestled. You know, if you read the Olympic scrapbook, you won't find my name anywhere, but I can beat Gene Anderson, you know. And how you train a dog to know more than the dog. You know, I'm not great, I'm even not even good, but I'm better than Gene. Evidently that night.
And how did he react to that?
Well, what happened was I could have put him in the sugar, which is a submission hold. Instead, I liked Gene, and he wasn't the one that I was mad at. Yeah. So I just pinned him. He was a quiet guy anyway. I pinned him, and I wouldn't let him up. Because by this time, you know, I knew what he tried to do, and I wasn't about to be nice. So Randy's laughing, and Tim Woods is laughing, and Dino Bravo's laughing, all at Gene's expense. So after I let him up, I went over to Ole, and I say, are you ready for round two? and he had turned white on me. So he didn't want any part of it. But after it was over, about a few days later, Tim Woods got me and Randy to the side and said, you know what happened? Gene is the tougher of the Andersons. That's why Gene tried to stretch me, not Ole.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, Randy's the tougher of the Poffos. So the weakest Poffo beat the toughest Anderson. You know, because Randy and I always wrestled in the grass on our yard. There was never a time I could beat him, please. And even when he was in baseball and I weighed about 230 pounds and he was like 180, we tried it again. He still beat me just as easily, even though that was the biggest body weight fluctuation we'd ever had.
Yeah.
And I figured, I said, well, if I can't beat him now, I give up, you know, because, my God, I weigh him 50 pounds.
All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.